702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, it's 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's get news from around the world. Now, Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you. Pomp and ceremony, a red carpet treatment for Cyril Ramaphosa.
Yeah, we got your president. You can't have him back until he's well-stuffed, until he's wined and dined up to his eyebrows. It's our first state visit here since Donald Trump came 3-something years ago. The first state visit to be hosted by King Charles, and the first since the pandemic, therefore. And it was full on. I mean, everyone was turned out. King Charles and Camilla and the Prince and Princess of Wales. And there was a parade with a horse-drawn carriage. You can't beat that going through the streets of London. Not that I've ever done it personally, you understand, but still. Cyril Ramaphosa taken through a Horse Guards parade off to Westminster Abbey and then a banquet. We understand, at the banquet, they tucked into brill, stuffed pheasant, an iced villa parfait. The wine, at least £1,000 a bottle. It was, good stuff. All French, I noticed, except for one English. I think they missed a trick there. You can get a Cape Merlot from Waitrose here on special offer at £5.99. I think they could have done a little bit of sort of British South African with that. And then the King said that he and his mother admired, as he put it, South Africa's people, vibrancy, natural beauty and diversity. Natural beauty made me think of you, Bongani.
We'll keep you around for a very long time, Adam Gilchrist, after that. All right, let's perhaps go to a story that is not so much fun. Ukraine and the raids in Kiev. Church raids now.
Yeah, it's difficult to know how to read this, really. What we know is that the security service, the SBU, raided an historic monastery. This is the Pechersk Lavra Orthodox Christian Monastery in Kiev. It goes back 1,000 years. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, but it's also become the seat of Ukraine's Orthodox Christian Church. According to Ukraine's security service, it's been used for sabotage, intelligence, and weapons storing by Russian agents. The Kremlin says the raid is an attack by Kiev on Russian Orthodoxy, on the Russian Church, effectively. Although the Ukrainian Church actually split from the Russian Church after the invasion, and so therefore only 8-9 months ago or so. A number of other Orthodox churches were also raided by Ukraine's SBU. So if the Russian agents have been using it as a base for sabotage, intelligence, etc., it's a very uncomfortable thought to think they're hiding behind the Christian cloth, as it were. If, on the other hand, they hadn't been, and this is Ukraine absolutely just making its mark, saying, get lost, Russia, including your religion, again, very uncomfortable, which is why, as I say, I'm not quite sure how to read it.
From one uncomfortable story to another, at least the subject. Tell me about China's, what do we call it, stinkometer?
Yeah, we're going to do this in the best possible taste. Of course we are. Okay, this is smell sensors that have been fitted to a shopping mall's new high-tech public lavatories in China, to be specific, in Sichuan province. There's a shopping center that, anyone who's ever braved a public toilet in a shopping center knows that they could do with a bit of an overhaul, generally speaking. But here in Sichuan province, they come with their own smelly vision screen. So as you enter the cubicles, or the section with the cubicles in them, there are screens that will show you individually the stink rating of each one. Rated, I think it's 1 to 20. It was difficult to tell, but I think it's 1 to 20. So 1 means free of nasty niffs, in you go. Anything over 10, I'd give it 10 minutes or maybe a bit more. And if it reaches 20, maybe, avoid. There has been widespread criticism that it's intrusive, that one online follower has put, are they spying on us? I can't think that the Chinese would spy on people through their smell. But anyway, the user who asked the question, are they spying on us, happens to go by the name Fat Boy Snail Noodles. Anyone following him into the cubicle? I know. What?
I'm at a loss for words. Adam Gilchrist, behave. Speak to you tomorrow. That's The World View.